The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
Yesterday, it felt like it was pretty much winter. It didn't get, I don't think it got over 50 degrees, and if it did, it was just barely. And I'm sitting out there, and I have a coat on. And Tommy, I've switched it up. I'm no longer doing the Red Bull. I have gone to coffee.
It's about time someone on this show started drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. My dad drank coffee like every morning. My mom, you don't want to even be around her until she's had coffee. My brother, he drinks coffee every day. My wife, she's another one of these. You don't want to be in her presence till at least one cup of coffee has been downed. I've never touched this stuff.
And is it because you just don't like the taste, or?
I don't think I've ever acquired the taste.
And
to me,
one.
To me, yes, you can doctor it up enough with enough cream and sugar and caramel and whipped cream and all. Then you're not drinking coffee.
It's like you're drinking a pie of sorts.
Then you're just drinking $5 at Starbucks.
Did you say caramel?
Whatever. I don't even know. That's how little I know, Ty.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Coffee's for suckers.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fine. If you call my family suckers.
Yeah. Coffee's for suckers.
Basically, you just said.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying I've never acquired the taste,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, which is fine because it is an acquired taste.
Now, there's nothing. There's few smells better. Then waking up in the no one brews coffee anymore. It's all these K-cups, right?
Yeah. Was it the best part of waking up is Folgers in your
there
cup?
There you go.
Yeah.
Tell me advertising doesn't work.
That's right.
But the smell of coffee brewing is one of the best aromas ever.
Yeah. I know, and I agree with that.
The only thing better is bacon frying in the pan, right?
That's
or
true.
A hot pizza in the oven.
I mean, yeah, there's a few smells you can have.
Coffee's up there.
The reason I switched to coffee is because I started thinking about it. I was like, okay. I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm spending around $18 for a 12-pack of Red Bull. And
man.
But the thing is, I kept feeling like, okay, this is worth it because it's the way that I wake up in the morning. I got in this and all this. And then yesterday, when I did my normal routine, I'm sitting there, and I'm holding my Red Bull, and I'm coming outside. And I'm like, this is miserable because I'm freezing my hand off holding my Red Bull while I'm drinking it. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to try to switch to coffee.
You need a beer mitt for your Red Bull.
Exactly, and that's not what I want to do. I want to have something that I can hold that's hot. And I don't like hot Red Bull. So I decided to switch it up, decided to go with some coffee, put it in my Keurig. Going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
We're going to see if it works. But I normally have not been a huge coffee person. I don't mind it. I just always had this fear, though, of that I'm going to get addicted to it where it's like, I have to have it, or I'm shaking type of thing.
Kind of like you are with Red Bull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's better. I guess maybe it sounds cooler to have a Red Bull addiction than it is a coffee addiction, but that's neither here nor there.
I would agree. That probably is cooler.
Yes. If that's what I'm going for.
More expensive.
Exactly. More expensive, comes out of a can, and everybody's, you know, always about some Red Bull. But I'm trying it up. I did probably put way too much cream and sugar into it just to try to doctor it up as much as I could. But it's going to save me money in the long run is what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
We used to have, and we had this for wintertime because Ruskin, when he was here, was the same way. He wasn't a big coffee guy, and he went through these spells like you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
And it never took.
Never stuck.
But we used to have, because in this time of the year, and it's not even cold yet. I mean, it's just first snap of fall here. Mm-hmm. And But you want a hot, warm something to start your day. And we had someone had brought in some of these K-cups to do the hot chocolate.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Right.
I'd be all in on that.
Yeah.
Which
but
is...
We used to have one here. We would drink like gallons of iced tea. Yeah, like we used to have an iced tea machine here, and I don't know...
What happened to it?
You want to know the truth?
I'd love to know the truth.
We used to have a big monster truck here. That ran on diesel
fuel. I've heard of this, yes.
And it was really bad. I mean, it was an awesome deal. Well, it ran out of diesel one time. So Dan, the sales guy, thought it couldn't find anything to go put diesel in. So he took the iced tea pitcher and put the diesel fuel in it. And we've just never used it again.
That was...
why?
So,
I can't explain why. And I asked, why would you use that? Why didn't you... Well, I don't know. That's the only thing I could find.
Well, was it in a pinch? Like, could you not just run down to the store and get something? Like, what?
I wasn't here.
Okay.
But I wasn't happy about
it. Wow. I wouldn't be either. That's
so we, but,
ruined, you know, that.
I've never went and gotten. We need to go get another iced tea machine. Mm-hmm. Would y'all be in on iced tea? Y'all like iced tea?
Not really.
No.
I'm an iced tea guy.
I mean, I can drink it, but it's just, again.
But I don't drink it for the caffeine. I drink it for the.
For the taste.
For the taste.
Yeah, because, well, when you talk about Ruskin, I remember when I was, I guess, training here, it seemed like every morning he had stopped by and got him a sweet tea in the mornings and whatnot. So some people go along with it. Yeah, but I got to have some form of caffeine. Well,
and I'd stop in. There's very few places you can go through a drive-thru at 5:15 in the morning and get an iced tea.
Yeah, pretty limited.
I'd go to Dunkin' and get one, but they doubled the price of tea this year in like the last 3 months.
How much is it?
It used to be 99 cents for a big deal.
Which is fair.
$1.99. Nope, I'm out.
For tea? Like, come on.
Come on. I'm out.
Like, I can even almost understand it when you're getting some type of, you know, Coke product or something, but for tea,
I'm out.
Tea might be the cheapest thing you can make. Yeah, I'd be out on that too. But see, but I know a lot of people, my family's the same way as you, Tommy. None of them are coffee drinkers at all. Zero. None of them. But it's almost like I feel like I'm missing something because I don't do it.
I feel like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, exactly. Like, am I missing out on something? Is there some type of secret inside the coffee that makes everybody function a little easier? I don't know. But I'm giving it a try. We're going to give it a little trial run, see how it goes. It's going to be a lot nicer for my warmth in the morning, that's for sure. And it'll be a lot nicer for my wallet, so that way I don't have to keep buying 12 packs of, you know, by the way, it's sugar-free.
Again,
Red Bull.
How much is the Red Bull?
$18 for a 12-pack.
Wow.
Yes.
That's like smoking cigarettes, man.
I'm telling you.
It's like half my grocery bill right there. I spend about $35 at the grocery store every week.
Oh, I doubt you're buying some sugar-free Red Bull then in your grocery list.
Nope.
I don't even know why you go to the grocery. This dude over here, folks, for y'all, that has got like a Burger King chicken nugget addiction going on.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You talk about,
I don't even know why you go to the grocery store. I mean, you would save money just going and eating these chicken nuggets every meal.
Well, see,
I think you are.
They're good.
Well, see, Ty comes in, and he was just like, he went last night and flipped for his burger, which he won over at JJ's. You got your burger,
congratulations.
You got your sides, you got all your drinks, you got all of that. Congratulations, like you said. You got all of that. And then on your way home, you drive by a Burger King, and you say you just can't drive by it, and when you see the 20-piece nuggets for a dollar.
Well, it's 2 10. It's 10-piece for a dollar.
Ten-piece. Okay, so
two.
Okay, so you got 20 of them.
Can't get just one.
They
sell them by the tens, but
can't lose money on the deal. So after eating that burger and that side and all the drinks and all that, well, you have to drive by Burger King.
Hey,
you have to stop and get you some more chicken nuggets.
The man needed a little dessert.
I was hungry.
How are you hungry after eating everything John just described?
Oh,
because what was your side? Fried mushrooms.
Yeah.
So fried mushrooms.
Man.
A big old burger.
That's the best side there.
We didn't get cheese fries, though.
Did you get anything to drink, or did you just
water?
Just
so
water.
Basically, he's saying he had his appetizer in reverse.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I'm a growing boy.
Yeah.
You're going to be growing the wrong way.
All I know is that I can eat if I need to eat, but the last thing I feel like doing after eating a burger and some fried mushrooms or fried banana peppers or whatever is when I drive by, I'm like, man, I could really go for some chicken nuggets at Burger King. That's just not my thing.
Sorry, you're soft.
Hey, power to you, though.
Sorry, you're soft.
Power to you. That's the way it's going to be. So, when you told me that, it made me feel sick. I'm over here trying to eat, you know, spaghetti squash and whatnot.
I mean, I ate relatively healthy throughout the week. Like, yesterday I had a protein shake, and then I had a protein bar.
That's the worst thing. Is you
60 chicken.
And 60, yeah. You try to justify it because it's like, oh, I ate healthy. Because I do this, too. I ate healthy for breakfast, lunch. I ate healthy for dinner last night, so for tonight's dinner, I'm going to just kind of cheat a little bit because I've been doing so good. I'm guilty of that, too. But, I mean, do you regret your decision?
No, I woke up this morning, I felt refreshed. So I might do it again tonight.
20 chicken nuggets, a burger, and fried mushrooms in one sitting.
Oh, to be young again.
Man, I tell you. So enjoy it while it lasts, because once it catches up to you, it'll catch up to you. That's for sure. So power to you as well.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
the phone lines. PA is in Texarkana. What's going on, PA?
Well, it's some cold rain down here in northeast Texas, southwest Arkansas. But what I was calling about, guys, was I don't have, you know, usually I try to have something for the defense and the offense, but the defense is, they can't cover the middle of the field with as many as they send. I think they normally send five people, you know, on rush to pass and downs or whatever. But if we can't put any pressure on a quarterback with four people, they're going to just rip us apart, you know. But that's not really why I called. There's really no – if you don't have the – you got to have the talent to do that. I mean, that's talent. That's not really coaching. That's talent and execution. But the main – what we can do right now, on offense to improve, I would say a third, is to get our center to snap the ball the way a center should. I'm talking about on, you know, for the mm-hmm. playing by, you know, the shotgun. We don't get it. He just lobs it back there to mm-hmm. and it ruins the timing of every play.
Yep.
And just because it just floats back there, either hits him in the butt, it rolls back. When Fall was center, wasn't he center at the beginning of the year?
He was.
Yep. The ball would hit him in the rear end and kind of roll back there. Well, now we have is it Clary?
Ty Clary, yes.
Okay, he just lobs it back there. It's just like a, you know, pop fly back there. It's a can of corn and goes up in the air and it gives the defense an extra half second to get back there, and that makes all the difference in the world. When he snaps it correctly and it gets back there to the quarterback on time and it doesn't ruin the timing of the play, we move the ball down the field. That's the whole – I mean, if you can do one thing, guys, I think that would improve our offense more than anything else. And that's all I had to add today, so – I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, PA. No, I mean, that's something that has been an issue, and it does cause all types of timing problems, you know, with the center exchange.
And they had to move Ragnow over to make him a – he wasn't brought in, no, recruited.
He's a guard.
Brought on to campus as a center, but he became – obviously it worked out well for the university and for Frank Ragnow. Hmm. But Arkansas was kind of center U for a while.
Yeah.
You know, Swanson, Lewigs, Ragnow, mm-hmm. you had a line of really good centers that you didn't worry about the snap getting to the quarterback.
Even Mitch Smothers was a good one, a very underrated one.
And it's one of those things you take for granted till it's not there anymore. And, PA, you bring a great point. We've talked about it before, but it bears repeating. When the play doesn't get off right and the timing is just messed up from the snap, from the get-go, that place chances of success are very limited.
Because mm-hmm. here's the thing, and I'm sure Tyler will allude a lot to this as well. Offense is about timing. Everything's got to be on time. Snap's got to be on time. The play action has to be on time. The wide receiver have to cut their route at the right time. Everything has to be on time for it to be effective. And the very first thing is getting the ball from the center to the quarterback. If that's off, the whole play's off. Because that half a second is the difference. And you saw it, especially in Ole Miss, and I know that we've seen it other times too, where it causes a blown play. It causes Ty Story to have to go get it. He can't hand off to the running back, so he's having to run it himself. I mean, there's been issues there. And so I don't really know if there's an answer to it. You just got to keep getting some guys that can play the center position. But like you said, Tom, it's just funny. It's one of those things you never really miss it until it's gone. You know, if you're a Razorback fan, you never really even thought about the center position. Ever, because it's just the center. Gets the ball to the quarterback, whatever. Once you see a bad center exchange and you keep seeing consistency there, you're like, wow, this is a problem. How does this happen? Where does this come from? It's like kicking extra points. It should be natural. Junior high kids are doing it. It should be easy to get it to this quarterback, especially when most of your plays mm-hmm. are out of the shotgun. So they got to get it handled, though. But it also seems like this team can never get everything to work together as one. Whether sometime, like forever, it was special teams letting you down. Well, the special teams didn't really do anything bad. In fact, the special teams played probably their best game all season long against Ole Miss. Connor Limpert hit 4 field goals. He didn't have any breakdowns on special teams. I mean, it was the best performance. And that's what you've been begging for. But then something else happened. You know, there's been problems when you had turnovers. Like against North Texas, you had 6 interceptions thrown. It was horrible. Well, you limited those, but then something else went wrong. You had a lot of bad, stupid penalties at really inopportune moments. You limited those a little more, but then something else happens. You just can't get it all together.
Of the 6 losses, how many have been self-inflicted? Certainly Colorado State.
Colorado State. I'd say North Texas because of all the interceptions you threw. Mm-hmm.
Even though it wasn't a close final score.
It wasn't a close final score, but you're never going to win, turn the ball over 6 times.
I mean, sometimes you injure yourself so severely.
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Okay. I think for sure.
Yeah. Auburn, not so much. I mean, you had some things happen in Auburn, but that game really wasn't. You had a lot of things occur where you fumbled the ball, gave them short fields, the kickoff return, some things that were just big gaffes. But I don't think even if you clean up some of those things, it's a close game, but I don't know that Arkansas had enough to win that game.
So at least 3 games.
Alabama game, no.
Didn't matter. I guess 4 games. I mean, do you want to say that the Ole Miss game was self-inflicted? For
absolutely.
Sure?
Yeah, so absolutely this was self-inflicted.
So 4 games. 4 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
You have 6 losses. 4 of those 6 were your own doing.
4-2. I got my math right. No.
Yeah, dude, 5-3.
5-3, yeah.
What a difference that would make.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been the difference maker. I mean, you have shot yourselves in the foot and in different ways, too. And it's not even like it's the same way every time. It's a different way. It's special teams. Defense.
But let's just say that you don't get all of those
right
back. I think we all agree this should not be a 1-6
team?
Yeah.
Are you saying they're the best 1-6 so team in the country?
This should be a 1. No, this is not even starting. I'm just saying that. If you just clean up your own act, this isn't the opponents always imposing their will on the Arkansas Razorbacks. If the Arkansas Razorbacks get out of the way of the Arkansas Razorbacks, this is a 4-3 team right now?
Yeah. At the least, if they just cleaned up their act.
I'm not saying, you could make a case for 5-2 that, you win the A&M game and you lose Auburn and Bama. You should beat Ole Miss and A&M. And beat North Texas and beat Colorado State,
yeah.
But let's just say let's just say North Texas still gets you, or let's just say A&M still gets you. You split those. I'm just saying that obviously you've gotten in your own way enough to create this mess.
Mm-hmm. And there lies
the
problem.
I don't think anyone argues that.
Yeah, and there lies
this should be right now. I'm not saying that this should be a 6-1 team. I'm just saying this should be right now about a 4-3 team.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 at worst.
There lies your problem. That's what makes it even worse on the fans. That's what makes it worse on Chad. Yeah, it makes it worse on Chad Morris and all of them. Is because there's been times in these games where you've had leads in the fourth quarter, like Colorado State and Ole Miss, and you blew them. There's been times where you've been in the game, your defense played well, your offense played well enough to win, but you couldn't figure it out. You couldn't get it done like against Texas A&M because of special teams breakdowns or inopportune penalties at the worst of times. And there's been times where you have just turned the ball over at such a rapid rate that even any team, a high school team, could probably beat you with the amount of times you turn the ball over like they did against North Texas. Those are the things fans look at. Those are the things that people look at. And that's what makes it even worse. Is because it's not other teams that are beating you because they're just that much better than you. It's they're beating you because they're maybe just as good or at least comparable to you, but you're the team that makes the most mistakes. You're the team that lets it get away from you, and you don't know how to adjust. You don't know how to fight back. You don't know how to go through adversity, and you just don't know how to do it. And that's why you're sitting at 1-6 right now. It's not because every team that you've played has just been that much significantly better than you, talent-wise. Or that the coaching's just been that the coaches on the other side were just that much better than you. It hasn't been that. It's been you making mistakes, you beating yourselves. And in the SEC, and in some cases, I guess, even against North Texas and Colorado State, when you're a team that doesn't have a lot of talent, that doesn't have a lot of experience, that doesn't have a lot of anything, no depth, You cannot allow yourselves to be beaten by yourselves because this is the result you get. The you get 1-6.
The opponents are tough enough as they are.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
They don't. Alabama doesn't need help.
No.
A&M doesn't need help.
No.
And they're Auburn doesn't need help.
And they're not going to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to turn the ball over six times. They're not going to give up a bunch of special team touchdowns. They're not going to do that. You're not good. You. What is it? The great line from Herb Brooks from Miracle. You don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. So you got to rely on other things. You got to be able to concentrate on the other things. You don't have the talent, but you can control the penalties. You can control the turnovers. You can control the things that you can control. And that alone would make the difference in this game and the difference in this season. That is for sure.
I mean, what would our feeling be if just the record was 3-4?
Completely different.
Or 4-3.
We'd be still talking about possibilities of a bowl game. We'd still be talking about possibilities of closing out strong. I mean, everything would change. Yeah. But unfortunately for the Razorbacks, that's not what they're sitting at right now.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
Let's go to the phone lines first as Gary in Fort Smith is impatiently holding on. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, guys. Having watched us lose 16 years, I'm all for putting Connor Nolan at a quarterback this week. I think we need a new mindset. And, you know, as an Arkansas fan, I hate to admit it, but heck, I tune in now just to see the new way we're finding a way to lose. And I think a lot of people are in that same boat. But watching the Ole Miss game, it was tenuous. You knew that they were going to make a run, and can we hold it off or can we score enough points? And it seems like as a team, we can't get over the hump, and it's so much mental. Maybe Tyler can address that, but it just seems like we need an infusion of either new blood or something that could maybe change the mindset of, hey, let's figure out how to win this thing instead of playing not to lose. And other question I had was, what's the status of Ryan Pulley? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. I appreciate the phone call, Gary. As far as Ryan Pulley's status, it was a little confusion where Chad Morris was asked about it, and he says, yeah, he will be suspended for the next first half. But then Bob Holt said, well, I talked to the SEC, and they said since it was a personal foul,
It wasn't targeting.
It
was unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, it was unsportsmanlike.
It was the second unsportsmanlike of the game.
Yeah, so in that case, he's not suspended for the first half. So they're trying to clear that up.
Right, and then Chad Morris, when asked about it, says, gave a very – very quick,
sketchy.
Yeah, I'm not going to address that any further. Answer.
Yeah,
Bob kept poking them,
which was fine. That's Bob's job. But yeah. when Bob pressed on that, Chad Morris was not going to answer, which means I think Ryan Pulley. So when Bob asked, he's going to start if available, and Chad Morris just basically would not answer the question yesterday.
What I took it as, because they asked Chavis about his backup, I'm blanking on at the time, and he said he's been doing pretty well in practice. What I took it as is he's not going to get suspended by the SEC, but I think Chad Morris and the coaching staff are going to suspend him for the first half of that game.
Well, I guess we'll find out on it.
I think some of this, guys, is if you're Chad Morris, why would you go ahead and say, we're not going to start this guy. Let's put all of our cards on the table, you know.
He keeps it close to the chest, plays it very close to the chest. I don't blame him. But that's the latest we heard on that, so but wanted to do that. So, okay, so there's a few things we want to get into here and then have some fun with it. Just a little would you rather on this Tuesday. Now, of course, all of this is going to be dealing with the Arkansas Razorbacks, at least the most part. Some fun stuff as well. So here's the question. We can do a little roundtable. If you want to chime in, you can as well, Tyler. But here's my first one. Would you rather this weekend against Tulsa have a not-so-healthy Ty Story start or a perfectly healthy Connor Nolan start? Would you rather go with that?
Guys, so you just been quiet waiting on me to answer here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Guys,
we thought we'd give you the easy one first.
Oh, man, all right, okay.
The easy question first.
Well, I think if you're playing with a wounded Ty Story, I'd rather go with Connor Nolan. I think if Ty Story is perfectly healthy, I'd like him to roll out there in a football game. But I think if you've got a wounded Ty Story, then no question I'd like Connor Nolan to get his first start of his career this weekend.
All right. What about you guys? You guys agree with that?
I would like to see, again, I go back to just what I would like to see with Connor Nolan, which is him play following the bye week, the final month of the season. So I would like to probably see you try to get through the Tulsa game with a little bit of a banged-up Ty Story. So
yeah. Same thing with you, Ty?
I'm going to kind of switch it up. I see, the redshirt thing's the key.
Yeah.
Because he plays this game, and then you got three, and you can only play two of the last three.
Unless you want to burn a year of eligibility. To me, that makes no sense.
You don't want to with him. So what I hope happens is that Ty Story plays this game, or excuse me, Connor Nolan plays this game, and then he only plays, if he does play down the stretch, only two of the last three games. Because I don't think he should burn his red shirt.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think Ty Story, if he can go. Mm-hmm. But if he can't, if there's something, if you don't want to risk any more injury or further injury, go with Connor Nolan. But it's a tough situation the coaching staff is in. But I think Ty Story, if he can go again, we'll know more about the extent of the injury. You got to go with him. Okay, this is another one that actually Chad Morris addressed himself when he said that with the game on the line, 97 yards to go, the game on the line, under 4 minutes, he wants his defense out there. So let me ask you guys this. 4 minutes to go in a big game. 97 yards to go for a score with the game on the line. Which side of the ball do you want on the field for Arkansas? Would you rather have the offense? Or would you rather have the defense?
I think right now I'd rather have the offense because the defense has shown me a couple of times they can't handle the job.
Yeah.
So you go with the offense?
I would go with the offense.
Okay.
I'm going with the offense too, John. And I think it's obviously I'd like to have number four out there on the field. Right now, I think he gives you the best chance to win, Ty Story, in that situation.
Yeah. What about you, Ty?
I'd actually say defense, and I know that hasn't been evident the last two games, but you're also playing the two of the most potent offenses in college football these last two games.
So yeah, but I'd even go back and say, okay, but the Colorado State game, you had a chance to make a stop on that team, and you didn't.
That's fair.
And this is not a recent issue with late game, need to get off the field one time, make one third and fourth down stop, and you win the game. This isn't just like a 1 week deal.
That's fair.
This isn't even a deal against, well, you were playing a dynamic quarterback again this week. This has been an issue, late game situation, multiple times this year.
How many points did they score against Colorado State in the second half?
None, if I remember. No touchdowns.
How many points they score against Ole Miss in the second half? Right.
6 points against Ole Miss.
There you go. So, he just hit you with the dagger, Tom. Yeah. He just hit you with the dagger. Yeah.
So I.
Hang on, that ain't right on Colorado State. Cole Kelly came in and scored some early in that game, in the second half.
So I'm just trying to show that the offense, while the defense hasn't been successful in the second half.
Well, I mean, listen, you're a 1-6 team, so nothing's going great. let's just be honest. Nothing is great when you're 1-6.
Yeah, and by the way, the box score as far as the Colorado State game, Arkansas did score 14 points.
Right, because Cole Kelly came in and scored early in the third quarter twice.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So they did do that. So I get both sides of it as well. So I don't know. That's tough. I guess I would lean towards the offense, even though
three on one.
A&M's not the only. I mean, A&M's probably the only thing that we had that we could see the offense in the games on the line. But
is this a healthy offense where you got Boyd?
Yes,
everything's
healthy. Everybody's
healthy. Story.
Everybody's healthy. Everybody's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going offense.
Yeah.
I think you got more weapons on offense.
Yeah, I'm certainly.
You got Cheyenne O'Grady. You got those running backs.
Yeah, I'm certainly leaning that way. That is for sure. Okay, so this is maybe more from the fan perspective, but what would you rather see the Razorbacks play nothing but 11 a.m. games the rest of the way or play night games in the same weather conditions as they did against Ole Miss?
11 a.m. and sunny? Or
11 a.m. and beautiful weather or night games and terrible weather?
Yeah, 11 a.m. and beautiful.
Really? Yeah. Just from the fans, because I know there's a lot of 5-11 a.m. games this year.
I understand, but rain is such a bummer.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is. But it can't be fun if you're drunk enough, as War Memorial people found out. I mean, they were up there having a good old time.
Is that you in the press box?
No. I mean, I saw a slip and slide out there, though, down on the tailgating. So, but those conditions. So you'd rather have 11 a.m. games than nice?
No one chooses to sit in the rain to watch a football game.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little element of fun in it, right?
Once a year, it's fun.
So okay, so
the rest of the year, it's not fun.
You've had your once this year,
right?
So move on from it. You don't want to see it again. Okay, so
And Ty, so you're big on scheduling and drinking and having fun and partying and, you know, really caring
going
about
yourself.
Where
did you more get nuggets?
That? I like nuggets, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, well, hopefully only chicken nuggets is the only one you like. So, which one are you going with?
I'm going to actually go with the old man here and say the 11 a.m.
Okay,
games.
So that has it then.
Because you think about it, there's four games the rest of the way. This one, bye week, and then three more. Or, sorry, this one, Vanderbilt, then bye week.
Yeah, then bye week.
I just don't want to walk back to the car soaking wet.
No.
Yeah, and it's five games, not four.
Nobody wants to play in the rain, guys.
No.
Yeah, that's 11. I'll take the 11 a.m. games.
Okay. Hey, that's a pretty easy one then. So, okay, here's another little fun one. Would you rather be the greenskeeper of the War Memorial Stadium Park or be porta potty maintenance afterwards for War Memorial Stadium?
I'll take greenskeeper. Over
Both are big jobs.
Greenskeeper for 500. Yep.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of you saw that drone video of what it looked like afterwards. Oh my gosh.
Let me just say the guy in charge of porta potties will have his work done faster.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is that it'll take once his job's done that next day? Yeah, it's done.
It's done. Greenskeeper guy, he's going to be working for a while.
Yeah. He's got that to deal with. That's
in
a lot.
Some way, shape, or form, the. There'll be fertilization either way.
Yeah. So I
guess certainly will. Yeah. It certainly will. So, but yeah, I agree.
Couldn't smell worse than the game.
Yeah, I mean, that one's a tough one. You got a quick job, but it's horrible. You got a long job, and it's pretty horrible as well. So, I mean, I guess I'd probably go with the greenskeeper, too, at least to have a little more fun. But, man, War Memorial Golf Course. Whew. It's going to take a while before anybody can play on that one.
Some of the Facebook videos, some of the videos that are out there on social media right now of the things that went on the golf course.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like the fight. Did you see the fight? That wasn't even a fight, by the way. That was just a bunch of guys just wrestling.
Or the one, was it a Camaro or whatever is peeling out and doing the donuts and stuff out there.
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
It's a WTP sometimes down there. White trash party.
Born in the mud, raised in the wild, boys.
Yeah, something like that. Is that what your motto is? Yeah, is that what you go by?
I mean, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to be, but you had to preach on Sunday, so I didn't get to go to the game.
So you wanted to be playing out there in the mud with everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Born in the mud, raised in the wild. I wanted to be
out
there.
Where did you get that? What's that motto from?
Where did you steal that?
It's a reference from somewhere. I can't think of it.
Well, power to you.
Early.
Yeah, I'll stick with just staying inside and staying dry and having fun that way. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, so there you go. There's Would You Rather Tuesday. We're going to do some more of this every single week.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.